Hello, this is David Duke, and this is the audio version of my book, My Awakening. The book is about my awakening to the realities of race, both in the United States and around the world, and the struggle that we're in for our heritage and our freedom. If you don't know much about my ideas, other than what you read about or hear about in the media, you might be very much surprised by what you find in this book. You're not going to find an iota of hatred. You're not going to find any sort of media-characterized racism. In fact, I'm not a racist. I'm perhaps the opposite. I'm not trying to suppress any races or take away the rights of any people. I'm trying to affirm the right of every people, every heritage, including our own, to preserve our unique identity and unique characters and unique culture, values, music, even the very identity of how we look and we behave. The world is full of different expressions of mankind. And I affirm that reality, and I affirm the reality of race, not as something which is a negative, but something which is empowering for me and for all people. I do think that our particular heritage, the European and American people, that we are under a crisis at this moment in history, and that unless we awaken to this crisis and we organize, that we're going to lose our heritage. A lot of the book deals with understanding the underlying scientific realities of race and the natural realities of race that exist. My book has over 1,000 footnotes, and I hope that all of you listening to this book will certainly buy the hard copy and take a look at the charts and the diagrams and the photos and take a look at those citations, check them out, further your reading. This is a very deep book, and I think that it's not good enough just to listen to it. You need to kind of have it on paper, take a look at it, examine it, go back and read it, check it out. It's got a very good index. The new edition is very, very extensive in the quality that it has. But as I said, this book is not about suppressing anybody. It's not about hatred at all. It's really a book about love of our particular heritage and really a love of truth. About pursuing truth no matter where it goes. As Thomas Jefferson said once, there's not a truth which we should fear, that we should pursue it. And really, human life and the great aspects of civilization and culture and really humanity, I think can only be realized in pursuit of truth. Because truth helps us understand the realities of the world and helps us find ways to make the world a better place, to make a world that works better for all of us. The book is divided into a number of sections. The first section is my early life, and my book is basically an autobiography in the form of a thesis. And it's divided into my early life. That section is part one, An American Son. It has a number of chapters. Then part two is race and reality, and this deals with the racial question from the very foundations, and it also touches on sexual realities, the differences between males and females, and the attack that's going on right now in the world against the family, which is a foundation of our race and our heritage. The next section, section three, is the Jewish question, which deals in the world's most virulent and extreme form of racism, and racism in the true media sense of the word, of suppressing others, of trying to control other people's societies, of really a racism based on hatred and anger against other races rather than simply a love of oneself, a form of racism and ethnocentrism that dwells on their victimization by other races rather than their own innate ideas and values and purposes and vision for the future. And the last section of the book brings the two first, or these two major parts together, and then it deals with my continuing activism as a very young man, very, very interesting parts of my life. The time I was in India, called A Ghost from India Haunts Me Still, which has been so valuable to a lot of people. Professors in some universities have used it as a way to teach expository writing. I talk about time that I spent a few days in the bowels of the New Orleans prison system and the early political repressions that I faced. I talk about the meaning of Dr. Shockley and Dr. Watson and a new world view. And I talk about my successes, of course, in politics, as well as those controversial years in the KKK, which the media doesn't let me or anybody else forget. I don't mind the fact that they don't let me forget it or the people forget it, but it's always a headline wherever I go, even though it's been over 30 years. And since that time, I was elected, of course, to the House of Representatives in Louisiana. In fact, I've won 3 elections since that time. I've become a full PhD, and I've lectured over 300 universities. My books are in over a dozen different languages around the world, and yet it's always Ku Klux Klan, even though I was nonviolent in every way. In Eastern Europe, they don't talk about people's former communist membership, but they always talk about my past, because I think they have a double standard there. But I talk about those years and let you know where I was coming from and the realities that exist. I talk about my political campaigns and success there. And I talk about the kind of the society and the kind of world that I want to see forged for our people. And I think a working system and a working reality that's really good for all people, not just our own people. So this is the book that has made such an impact around the world. It's offered to you free. I hope those of you who like it and find value in it, and it's like a whole college education on these subjects, I think it's many, many dozens of hours. It took me many, many hundreds of, in fact, it took me years to write the book, and it obviously took me hundreds of hours just to even put this book down in a proper format, in an audio format, and edit it, and all the other things that go along with that. It's my gift to you. I hope that some of you, in fact, I hope that almost all of you will find it of real value. You're going to learn a lot from it. I hope that a lot of you, as you read it, realize this is not simply a intellectual exercise, but actually a true look at the world the way it really is. And these ideas are not simply just some sort of a intellectual game, but these ideas are very critical for our people's heritage, their freedom, even their very existence on the planet. I think that you're going to find value from it. And if you do, I would certainly appreciate it if you both get the hardback edition for your friends and family. You are welcome to upload this, put it on peer-to-peer networks, put it on Pirate Bay or uTorrent or any of those systems. Let this book be shared with other people around the world. And I hope that those of you who are able to in these bad economic times, I hope those of you are able to who appreciate this work will give us the funding. That's the ammunition we need to stand up and fight for these principles. This book has become one of the main suppressed books in the world in a number of nations. The book has been banned in Canada. The government confiscates it and burns it if they're able to catch it at the border. I'm kind of proud of the fact that my book has had this kind of reaction. Any great revolutionary, world-changing book seems to always be opposed and suppressed by the authorities. Major book chains, they still offer my book. You can order it, but very few will put it out, even though the book has had tremendous numbers of readers, because of the fact, I think, they don't want, because of the opposition, because of the tremendous opposition that comes about when certain powerful forces realize the strength and the power that's in this book. I've even faced criminal charges, possible years imprisonment, for what I wrote in this book many years ago in English that's been translated. This is This has happened in the Czech Republic. It's happened in other places, and it's really a frightening scenario. But maybe that can give you an idea of the power of the book. If you come at the book and you delve into the book with an open mind and you listen carefully and you listen to what I'm actually saying and not the image that's been created of me. I ask you as you read this book not to prejudge me, not to have prejudice in a real sense, but to really try to approach the book with an open mind, listen to what I'm actually saying, think about what I'm saying, and think for yourself. And if you do that, I think many of you are going to agree with a lot of my fundamental ideas, and you'll know that my ideas are not repressive, they're not hateful, they're just a true picture of the reality of race, the reality of the state of human affairs right now on this globe and in the Western nations specifically. It'll be good to be with you. I'm going to be spending a lot of time with you over the next few days as you listen to this book. I hope all of you will let me know what you think about this book at davidduke.com. Just hit the email button, and I'd like to hear your comments and thoughts as you read it. Questions, I'd be more than anxious to see your questions and your comments on this work, which has been such a big part of my life. I hope that all of you will get a lot of value out of this book. That's why I wrote it, to help you and all people awaken to some of these basic ideas that are so suppressed by the powers that exist today in governments and in media. Thanks for being with me. I look forward to spending many, many hours with you over the next few days as you listen to my awakening. Let's begin with the titles and introduction. The book is My Awakening, A Path to Racial Understanding by David Duke. And the caption that I use under the title is, In a Time of Universal Deceit, Telling the Truth is a Revolutionary Act. And that quotation is from George Orwell. My dedication of the book is I dedicate this work to my friend William Shockley, scientist, inventor, activist, and Nobel Prize winner. Dr. Shockley invented the transistor, thus laying the foundation of Silicon Valley and ushering in the modern electronic computer and information age. He not only fought bravely for the truth, his scientific work made its dissemination inevitable. He not only crusaded for our heritage, he gave it the means to victory. Future generations will someday realize his vital role in the struggle for the survival of our people and the securing of our freedom. I also dedicate this book to the late Professor Glade Whitney, Florida State University, who courageously wrote the introduction to this volume. He was never afraid to tell the truth, no matter what the personal cost. I won't read the foreword by Glade Whitney. You can get that, though, in the hard copy of the book. Many people say it's one of the best forewords they ever read, and there's a whole education in the foreword itself. Glade Whitney was a psychology professor at Florida State University, and he actually served as the national president of the Behavior Genetics Association. I asked him to read my text a number of years ago. He consented, and after reading, he told me he thought it was so excellent and so fantastic that he literally requested that he could write an introduction to the book. I thought that was pretty brave, considering my controversial background and persona in the media. A very wonderful and brave man, a man that I will certainly miss until the day I die. Here's my short author's preface, and you can get an idea where I'm coming from with the book. My Awakening is a thesis in autobiographical form. It is a story of my path to racial understanding that began when I was a young man in the middle 1960s. Most of my fundamental understanding was in place by the end of that decade, but my racial knowledge has grown much deeper over the last 30 years. Since the 1960s, much new scientific and political material has become available. In recounting my path to understanding, I'm not trying to give the reader the impression that all the materials or studies I cite were available in the 1960s. I weave into this narrative contemporary data and documentation so the reader has the benefit of the latest information. Also, for reasons of coherence and organization, Part 2 and 3 of My Awakening focus on one primary area of discovery at a time. While in life, the acquisition of knowledge is not nearly so compartmentalized. Also, I would be remiss not to say that when I write, I learned or I discovered, that I take no credit for original research. My education on these subjects came from innumerable authors and their books and articles. I am debt to them all, as well as to my many supporters and friends who have educated me with the insights and knowledge acquired in their own awakenings. I assemble, organize, analyze, and comment on materials collected by scholars and writers from ancient times to the present. This book may well challenge many currently held beliefs by the reader. That is why I include many direct quotations from major authorities, rather than merely allude to them. They speak far more powerfully than my own commentary. So I indent them and place them in bold type in my original text, and I let you know when I make a quotation here in this audio version. In regard to the ever-controversial Jewish issue, I purposefully and primarily use quotes and documents from Jewish sources. In fact, mainstream Jewish sources. I encourage you to review them carefully, for these quotes, well, absolutely amaze you. And you can check out each of these quotes in my hardback edition and in the citations, which enable you to prove that what I'm quoting is absolute fact and not simply conjecture or opinion. This book is a snapshot in time. Most of the updates I make in subsequent editions reflect the mounting scientific data validating the views expressed here on race. It is comforting to note that the two Galileos of the modern age, Dr. William Shockley, the transistor, and Dr. James Watson, co-discoverer of the DNA double helix, have expressed the racial understanding expressed in this book. In recounting my awakening on matters of race, I offer you a glimpse of the real world long obscured by the media. May it constitute a scientific and political basis for the survival of our people and a signpost for our evolutionary pathway to the stars. The book is divided into Part 1, An American Son, Part 2, Race and Reality, Part 3, The Jewish Question, and Part 4, My Continuing Activism. So the next tape, or MP3, will be Chapter 1, An American Son.